RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. It's amazing how much trouble can be caused by an innocent phone call. Tonight, through a misunderstanding, Phil almost loses his... But more about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. This winter, in the comfort of your own home, you can see a sparkling array of television entertainment. The biggest stars of stage and screen, as well as a wide variety of programs of educational value, and such delightful shows as Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. And you'll see these programs better on an RCA Victor superset. A superset like the Covington, for example. The Covington brings you clearer, brighter, steadier pictures. It brings you television with picture power. And that's your assurance of better pictures wherever you live, city or country. Yes, RCA Victor's Covington is better looking, and in every way. This richly styled traditional console is a 17-inch set with beautifully figured doors, which add to the appearance of this exceptional instrument. So, choose the Covington, a new super set made by RCA Victor, cornerstone of home entertainment for three generations. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Tomorrow is Phil's birthday. Alice wants to surprise him with something unusual, and she has taken her brother William along to one of the best downtown stores to help her shop for a gift.
I should find a nice gift for Phil in this store, Willie. I wonder what I should get him.
I don't see why you have to get him anything, that big schnook. Everything here is so expensive.
Now, nothing is too good for my Phil. I'll just look around the store until I find something and... Oh, here comes a sales clerk. Maybe he can help me.
Good morning, madam. May I have the pleasure of assisting you in the selection of one of our overpriced items?
Well, thank you, but I'm just looking.
Oh, a browser. Well, look around, but don't touch anything.
I expect to buy something.
Well, that's sporting of you. Allow me to show you some of our better-grade merchandise that we get... Before I waste my time, are you sure you can afford our prices?
Well, I think so. I have a charge account here. My name is Alice Faye.
Alice Faye? Oh, goody, the sky's the limit. Well, my commission on this sale should get Mother out of Lockheed. Just what do you want to buy? What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. You see, I want to buy a gift for my husband. Do you have anything nice?
Oh, madam, you are in luck. I happen to have one ocean-going yacht left.
I don't think so. Yachting isn't his sport. But he does like horses.
Oh, then I have just the thing for him. How would he like a polo field?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, madam, you're awfully hard to please. Perhaps it would help if I knew more about your husband. What does he do?
Oh, you must have heard of him. My husband is Phil Harris. He's quite famous.
Oh, of course. And everybody knows what he's famous for. Madam, I have the ideal gift for Mr. Harris.
What is it?
His own pipeline to a Milwaukee brewery.
I want to get him something he wouldn't go out and buy for himself.
Well, do give me a hint. Now, has he ever expressed a desire for something? You know, most men have a lifelong desire for something that they never get.
Hey, wait a minute. When I first met Phil, he was always talking about buying a motorcycle, but he never did.
A motorcycle? Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be an excellent gift.
For a man 48 years old?
Age has nothing to do with it. If he's always wanted a motorcycle, get him, by all means, a motorcycle.
But they're dangerous for an old man. Why, his reflexes aren't properly coordinated. Philip's liable to run into a brick wall with it and break both legs and fracture his skull and... Wrap it up. Sis, you know what you're doing every minute.
Oh, now, please, Willie. Mister, I'll take one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to have it delivered this afternoon.
Well, I shall deliver it personally.
Very well. But you'd better call me before you do. You see, it's going to be a surprise, and I want to be sure my husband isn't there when it's delivered.
Oh, I understand. We'll hide it in the garage, and tomorrow it'll be a big surprise for little Rollo.
In the meantime, I'll go home and sound him out and see if he still wants one. And, oh, another thing. If my husband answers the phone when you call, hang up. I don't want him to suspect anything. Goodbye. And Willie, Willie, don't you tell Phil where I've been this morning. I want this to be a complete surprise.
Oh, never.
So you're going to have a birthday tomorrow, huh, Curly? How old are you, anyway?
Well, Remley, I'm the... Let's just say I'm past 21.
Past it? You've lapped it 2.5 times. Curly, why are you trying to hide your age? I don't. I'm 40 and I admit it. Why don't you?
All right, I'll admit it. You're 40.
Never mind. I'll ask Alice how old you are. Where is she?
Oh, she went out. By the way, I wonder where she is. She's been gone all morning.
You mean you let your wife go out alone without telling you where she went?
Of course. I never tell her where I go.
You don't?
I don't have to. She never lets me go anytime.
All I know is if I had a wife, I'd want to know where she is.
Phil, I'm home. Where are you?
All right here, honey. Hey, it's about time you got back. Where you been?
Well, I went down to get... I've been out.
Yeah, I know you've been out. But out where?
Out where?
Yeah.
I've been to Griffith Park playing shuffleboard.
Well, okay, as long as I... Shuffleboard. Wait a minute. You don't know nothing about how to play shuffleboard.
I don't? Well, maybe I've got the wrong game. It's one of those games the old folks play in the park.
Water polo?
That's it. And it's so difficult riding those horses in the water. I kept floating away from the saddle.
I don't know where you've been, but you've been there too long. Now, Alice, where did you go this morning?
Well, I went... Oh, Phil, I have a wonderful surprise for you. You'll never guess what happened.
What?
Keenan Wynn bought a new motorcycle.
Oh, how thrilling. Oh, gee, but wait till you hear the news I have for you. You'll never guess what happened this morning.
What?
Grant Withers won a near trumpet in a raffle.
Oh, Phil. Phil, I'll bet that Keenan Wynn's new motorcycle makes you jealous.
Why should that make me jealous?
Keenan has a sidecar.
You sound like you had a few yourself.
Phil, I want to know something. When I first met you, there was something you wanted. Do you still want it, dear?
Alice. You mean you're finally going to give me all your money? Pretty thing, I'll get a truck and back it up to the vault, and then we can all
shovel.
Now, Phil, I'm not talking about my money. This is something that has handlebars and goes put, 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 put.
Curly, what's she doing?
I don't know, but she's doing it good.
You think you'd like it, dear?
No, dear, I don't think so. You see, I'd rather have something that has webbed feet and goes quack, 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 quack.
If you two keep this up, they're going to take you away in a wagon that goes bang, 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 bang.
You try to remember what you always wanted. I'm going upstairs and change.
Yeah, okay, honey, you do that. Go right ahead. Hey, Rimley.
Hmm?
Alice seems to be upset about something.
She's acting suspicious. Seems to me like she's trying to cover up something.
Wait a minute. Now, what would Alice have to cover up? She'd... Wait a minute, I'll get there. Hello, this is the Harris residence.
Oh, hello. May I speak with Miss Fay, please? I want... Just a moment. Are you the butler?
No, no, I'm her husband.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Who was it, Curly?
I don't know. Some guy called up and asked for Alice, and when I told him who I was, he hung up.
It's like that old gag, if a man answers, hang up.
What makes you think it's a gag?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm the last guy in the world to start trouble. But...
Then don't start.
Now, let's face it, Curly. She has been acting kind of peculiar. I told you she was trying to cover something up, and that's probably...
Don't be silly. Alice don't have another man calling her. Kid's nuts about me. And small wonder. She has a man who has everything a woman wants. Charm, good looks, and youth.
She has a man like that. Why is she so nuts about you?
Talk about me, me. That's who I'm talking about, me. And I also have a romantic voice.
Oh?
That I can prove. Quickly, into it.
Here's an invitation to a celebration tomorrow night at Lyceum Hall. Go get your glad rags pressed and wear your two-tone vest to the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. Boogie-woogie thumping starts the joint a-jumping and all them cats is climbing the wall. The party really goes cause things is really froze at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. There the hoity-toity meets the hoi-polloity. This affair's really bon ton. The function goes from 10 till they say amen. How they carry on. So grab your sweetest honey, and if you lack the money, the building loan will welcome you call. It only costs an ace to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. Now when it's 12 o'clock, they have the grand parade. And when it's 1 a.m., the famous masquerade. And when it's 2 a.m., the festival is spread. With the punch bowl, the spare ribs, and the homemade bread. It's pushing 4 a.m., the festival is clean. They start the counts, the votes, to find the beauty queen. And when it's chime and 5, the folks resume the jive. They call a man. They want that man. They want the leader of the band. So grab your sweetest honey, and if you lack the money, that building loan will welcome you call. It only costs an ace to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball amalgamated. That fancy dress ball consolidated. Old fancy dress ball incorporated. The 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress B-A-double-L ball. That's all.
How'd you like that romantic voice?
I wasn't listening. I was trying to figure out who the guy was that was calling Alice. Did he talk through his nose, Curly?
No.
Well, it couldn't have been Rudy Valley.
Wait a minute. Just because a guy calls my wife doesn't mean that... Hold it a minute, I'll get... Hello?
Hello, I want to talk to Miss Fay, please. Is this her husband again?
Yeah.
Wrong number.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Curly, was that the same guy again?
Yeah, yeah, but this time he had the wrong number. He wanted Alice, but wait a minute. Remley, it was the same guy calling out.
I told you, Curly.
Oh, but how could Alice do this to a cute kid like me? Gee whiz, she always said that I'm the only man
Don't take it so hard,
well,
pal.
I can't help it, Frankie. This is my whole life going down the drain. To think this could happen to me, I can't.
Hiya, Mr. Harris, I bring this.
I can't. What?
Oh, no, now he's got a crying jag on.
Goodness, will you please? This is my hour of sorrow.
What's the matter? Did you spring a leak in your martini glass?
Julius, don't make fun of him. Mr. Harris is facing a crisis in his life.
Oh, that's too bad. What's wrong, Mr. Harris?
Oh, Julius, you're looking at a man who's heartbroken. A man whose life has just been shattered into smithereens. My wife no longer loves me, and, well, she's leaving me for another man.
No kidding! That's the best news I've had in a long time. I better go help her pack before she changes her mind.
Come back here. Don't you understand, kid? My wife's going to leave me.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Harris. If your wife wants to leave you, let her leave. A fellow with your looks and personality don't have to worry about losing a woman. There's other fish in the sea.
There are?
Sure. If you play your cards right, you should have no trouble winding up with a barracuda.
Will you keep quiet? If Alice no longer loves me, I'll show her. I'll get rid of her.
Mr. Harris, you ought to be ashamed of yourself doubting a woman who has devoted her every waking hour to your comfort. She cooks your meals, washes your clothes, scrubs your floors, and takes care of your children, and you want to get rid of this woman.
No, I'm just letting Alice go, not the maid. I'd be dead without her. But if Alice ever leaves me,
now,
I'm going to...
Now, take it easy, Mr. Harris. You know, suspicion can gnaw on a man's mind and get him to a point where life don't seem worthwhile. So let me give you a word of advice. If you ever get to a point where you want to do away with yourself, do it!
Nice point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has all the charm of you shaving lather. You know something, though, Frankie? I'm just paying attention to that kid, and he's right. Because I shouldn't doubt Alice. All these years, she's been a wonderful wife. And I know that she loves me because I'll get that. Hello?
Are you still home?
Oh, it's you again.
Yes, it is. Don't you ever go out. Every time I call your wife, you answer the phone. What are you trying to do, embarrass me?
Embarrass you? What do you want with my wife?
That's for me to know and you to find out. Will you give your wife a message for me?
What kind of message?
Tell her to let me know as soon as she gets rid of you so I can come over.
Well, wait till I get a pencil and I'll write that. What am I doing? Hello. 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 The nerve of that guy. That does it. I'm going to give Alice his message and give her a chance to explain, but if she gives me any evasive answers, I'm leaving her.
Phil? Oh, Phil. What are you doing hanging around the house?
Alice. I have a message for you.
Yes?
Somebody just called and wanted to know when I'm leaving the house so he can come over.
Oh? Well, why don't you take a nice, long walk, darling?
Stop giving me evasive answers.
I thought that one was pretty direct. Shall we leave, Curly?
Look, Alice, I'm not going to beat around the bush any longer. Now, listen to me. Yes. Is there something you're keeping from me?
Well, as long as you ask, dear, there is something I want you to hear.
I know it. What is it?
My new song.
At a time like this, you want to sing? I guess that answers my question. Come on, Mr. Remley.
Righto.
Well, where are you going?
For that long walk you suggested.
Good. And don't come back too soon. Oh, it's a shame he didn't stay to listen to my song. It's so pretty.
Wow.
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding. Had a kiss on the cheek we had. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start right over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight.
Why did you tell us a lover's lie? We know there ain't no Shanghai guy. Why did you tell us you were going to Shanghai? We wanna be with you tonight. Why did you holler you were going to Shanghai? We wanna be with you tonight.
It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could pass.
We need you so badly, we'd gladly start all over from scratch.
Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice.
We should have stopped you when you talked about Shanghai. It's just a lover's device.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight?
Well, we're right around the corner in a phone booth, and we want to be with you tonight.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? Well, if you're right around the corner in a phone booth, I want to be with you tonight.
Curly, you've been away from home all afternoon. How do you feel now?
Terrible. I can't think of anything but Alice Remley. She's constantly on my mind. I'm not used to being away from her like this.
I know, but you got to pull yourself together, pal. What do you want to do now?
Let's go to another burlesque show.
I'd like to, Curly, but I just can't eat another bar of that sweet California milk chocolate.
Oh, Frankie, I'm trying to feel good, but I've been an awful heel. You know, Alice is a wonderful girl.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm sure that she doesn't have another man at that house.
Of course not.
Let's go home.
Yeah, let's. I can't wait to see what he looks like.
Stop that, will you? Come on.
Mrs. Harris, I'm sure your husband's going to love this motorcycle. Isn't it a beauty? It's all gassed up and ready to go.
But why did you bring it in the house?
Well, if I left it in the garage, he'd see it. You'll have to hide it in here someplace.
But where do you hide a motorcycle? I don't know where to
put
it.
Hey, Alice! Alice, honey, I'm
home.
Oh,
no, it's my husband.
He's getting to be an awful pest.
Quick, hide the motorcycle.
Where?
Well, put it in the closet here. And you'd better stay in there with it. I couldn't explain
you either. But!
Just be quiet. I'll get rid of him fast.
Hey, Alice.
Yes?
Hi, hon.
Hi.
I've come back to apologize. I'm a fool.
I know, dear.
We've been unduly suspicious of you, Alice.
Yes, we have, but we're not going to be any more, honey. Because I know that you're a loyal wife.
Nobody behind the curtain, Curly.
And Alice... You know something? I don't deserve a girl as good as you.
Nobody behind the sofa, either.
And I'm a lucky man to look under the sofa, Remley.
Under the sofa?
He might be a midget.
What are you two up to?
Nothing, honey, nothing. I've just misjudged you, and I've come home to stay. So I'm putting my coat here in the closet?
No, not the closet.
Aha! So that's the hiding place.
Curly, I'll look in the closet.
Frankie, don't you...
Well, Remley, what's in there?
Just the usual stuff. Pair of galoshes, an umbrella, and a guy on a motorcycle.
time there was something funny going on in there. Alice, how did those galoshes get in that closet? I had them upstairs in my room.
Curly, the guy on the motorcycle.
And that umbrella. I never had an umbrella. Whose is it?
Maybe it belongs to the guy on the motorcycle.
Henley, will you stop with that stupid story about a guy on a motorcycle?
I know it's hard to believe, Curly, but look for yourself.
All right, I'll look. But all the ridiculous things trying to tell me...
How do you do, sir?
Hello. I'll be darned, there is a guy on a motorcycle. This is the funniest thing. Motorcycle! Alice, who is that man?
What man?
The man on the motorcycle.
Oh, him.
What do you mean, oh, him? Who is he?
Oh, he's a traffic cop. He waits in there for speeders.
What? What kind of... Here, blow on this. What kind of a story is that? I'm going in there and break the guy's neck. I'll knock his block off. I'll break every bone in his body.
Please, Phil, I can explain.
I don't want no explanations. You in that closet. Come out of there. I'm going to knock your roof in, buddy. I'm going to murder you. Do you hear me? Now come out of there. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
He's rounding the fishbowl. Look out. Now he's coming this way.
Get off that motorcycle.
Well, how do you stop this guy?
All you got to do is just press that. Guy don't hang around very long, does he?
Tell him on the next lap.
All right, let's set a roadblock, Remley. I'm going to kill this.
Phil, that man is a salesman. I bought the motorcycle for your birthday.
It's for me?
Yes.
You mean, and all this time I thought, hey, you, get off of my motorcycle.
Look out, you're heading for the window.
Look out, come back here. Come back. If I ever get my hands on that guy, I'll tear him apart.
What are you mad at the guy for? He didn't steal your wife.
He can have my wife. I want my motorcycle.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. The golden age of music is brought to life in RCA Victor's latest treasury of immortal performances. Priceless master discs of great classical and popular artists have been restored on 45 and long-playing records and brought to you in 17 separate albums. From the selection of classical music, you'll hear opera arias sung by Caruso, McCormick, Poncel, and Gallicherchi, to name a few. You'll hear magnificent voices which will never be rivaled. And you'll hear the eccentric genius de Pachmann playing Chopin, Paderewski, and Cortot. In popular music, this same treasury of immortal performances chronicles a history of jazz. Great trumpet instrumentalists like Bunk Johnson, Bix Beiderbecke, and Louis Armstrong are included. So are tenor sax artists like Coleman Hawkins, Chu Berry, and Bud Freeman. You'll hear Goodman, Shaw, the Metronome, All-Stars, and many more in the second treasury of immortal performances on RCA Victor Records.
This is Phil again. Let me suggest an investment that really pays dividends, an investment in the future of a boy. You can be a big brother to some underprivileged child and get a world of joy out of it. So volunteer your time and interest to help a youngster find his way. Write Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania. Do that for me, won't you? Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and transcribed by Paul Phillips. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in television.
Next, Theater Guild on the Air, starring Dorothy McGuire and John Ireland.